100,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susie Wacky.
Well, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and this is the day or one of the days of every year that we are reminded of gratitude and appreciation in our life. And I have learned it is not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy. Yes, thankful with gratitude. And our show today is about gratitude and the power of gratitude in all of our lives. So no matter what your age or stage is in life, there's always something to learn. And I promise you today you will learn from my guests. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, right here on AM 560. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com. Well, my first guest is just a world of information. He's a clinical hypnotherapist, a self-improvement expert, spiritual teacher, and the author of a book called The Synthesis Effect. And that is Dr. John McGrail. Welcome, Dr. John McGrail, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's a delight to be with you today.
Well, your media experience and expertise has been featured all over the place. I mean, just touch on that a little bit. I know you have been in the Tribune, the Chicago Tribune, and on WGN and Blog Talk Radio and many more, but it sounds like you've been all over.
Well, I've been very fortunate in that the method that I developed to help people empower their lives is fortunately very effective, and word sort of got around after my book came out. One thing led to another, and I've been blessed, and I am very appreciative that I've had a chance to share this method and technology, if you will, with literally millions of people around the world now through media, and it's just a marvelous opportunity, because I do believe, as you said, happy people are appreciative, and you don't get appreciative to be happy. So this is what it's really all about, and it's a delight for me to have these opportunities. So again, I thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
Well, part of the process in your book touches on practicing gratitude. And what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we sort of intermix the words gratitude and appreciation. And I do believe that there is a slight but important difference. I believe gratitude is the feeling people have when they have transcended an unfortunate, negative, or bad situation. In other words, I'm no longer stuck in whatever it was, and of course that can be anything, and I'm grateful for that. Appreciation, I think, is something that we can do without having had a bad experience. In other words, we can appreciate right where we are in any given moment in time, the gifts we have, the resources we have. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up, and I work with this with my clients and my workshop and seminar students all the time. We have been blessed, particularly in this country, to have been born on a place on the planet where you pretty much can do whatever you want. And that freedom, unfortunately, is taken for granted by many people and abused by many people and not appreciated. What an incredible gift. If you want to go out and be a brain surgeon and you have the talent, you can just do it. If you want to drive a taxi cab, or it doesn't really matter what you want to do, you can really create the life of your dreams in this country. And so appreciation is, hey, this is a fantastic gift, and I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm thankful that I have this gift. So I think there's a slight difference between the two words, and they're both quite important.
Oh, I think they definitely are. But, you know, you go to the appreciation side, and it's like you said, we have the opportunity to set our sails in whatever course or whatever way we want to go in this country, and it is taken for granted. So it's something to really step back and say, wow, I really appreciate that I have the ability to choose.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another thing that ties right into what I do. So many people think that they are stuck in their issues, and that there is no way out, and that they can't improve their lives, and nothing could be further from the truth. And part of the process is to realize just what resources we have. And a lot of what I do with my clients, with my workshop students, and with my media appearances is to give people that understanding. Hey, you don't have to be stuck in this. You can transcend it. You can design, build, and live the life of your dreams. You know, whether we like it or not, science has proven that we do literally create our own reality through our energetic interactions, through mm-hmm. our thoughts, through our behaviors, and we can control a lot of that. And it gets right back to that concept of, hey, there is a lot to be appreciative for. I have my health, I have my wellness, I have my family, and you know, it just goes on and on and on. So it's a big part of taking control of your life and building the life of your dreams rather than the one you thought you were stuck with.
And I like what you said, free of suffering. When you actually start to deal with those sorts of issues, you learn to, you know, let go of them and live freer. But I think a lot of this comes up in your book. Your book is The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And is it available on Amazon?
Yes, it's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. It's had its first run in stores. Books don't stay in stores very long anymore. You get about 3 months, and then they're off to the next round. But it is available online, both in paperback and electronic format. And, you know, I've just been so blessed. If people go check Amazon out and see the reviews, I came upon this method through part of it was just fortuitous luck because I started thinking about certain things. But the cool part about it, and I like to say this to everybody, is, you know, I'm not some guru. It sounds great when you read my press stuff, and, you know, I'm this expert and whatnot, but I'm just a regular guy. And all the people that I work with are just regular people, just like you and me, that have had issues, and there are a lot of stories in the book about people, everyday people who had issues that were holding them back and managed to transcend them. And again, the whole concept of gratitude and appreciation is so very important. You know, in our society, modern Western culture, technology-driven culture, not just the West, but, you know, most of the world now, we are steeped and focus on the negativity in the world, the negativity in our lives, what I call lack instead of abundance. So I'm not enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough success. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. We don't have enough. There's not enough. And that's kind of the way we've been trained to think, unfortunately. And obviously, the other side of that coin, the abundance side, the sufficiency side, the joy side, the happiness side is sort of ignored. We are very glass half empty as a society. I like to teach my clients to be glass full, not half empty, not full, but focus on everything you want, even if it's not there yet. Appreciate the fact that you have the ability. Be grateful for the fact that you can get out of your negativity. And this is just a very simple but effective system for helping people do that. And so, you know, as I said, gratitude and appreciation are huge parts of the process.
Now, do you think we can live an empowered life without being appreciative?
I really don't think we can because, you know, no matter where we are in life, we want more. And it's just the nature of humanity. We are creators, if you will. I love that concept that, you know, we came into this lifetime, each and every one of us, to create, to evolve, to grow as human beings, as physical beings, as spiritual beings. So no matter where you are or how much you achieve, you're always going to want more. That's just sort of the nature of our existence. But, and it's been, again, pretty much scientifically proven that if you're wanting more but not appreciating what you already have, it's really, really tough to get it mm-hmm. because you're always kind of looking over your shoulder. You know, oh, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. Well, yeah, but what about the stuff you do have and that you have achieved? And so when we stop looking over our shoulder at what we don't have or haven't gotten and start looking forward to what we want, appreciating where we are, mm-hmm. it could be an awful lot worse almost all the time. You know, I'm talking about the vast majority of people here. Most of us are in pretty good shape. In fact, you know, I think, Sue, before every newscast, the anchors should have to say this. I think it should be a requirement. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to tell you about all the bad stuff that's happening in the world. But before we do, please remember and appreciate that most of this planet and most of the people on the planet, including probably most of you out there in the audience, are perfectly fine. We don't think about that, but that's mm-hmm. the truth.
Yeah. I mean, that would be so great. I think you need to take that one on, Dr. John McGrill. That's what you need to, you need to contact your local news and start local and take it from there. I have felt that way for years about the news. I'm like, you know, there's also something, you know, I always believe that you should be thankful for what you have. And if you are, you will end up having more of that.
No question. And when you appreciate and are thankful for what you have and thankful for the ability and the gifts, whatever they may be, to attain whatever it is you want, you tend to attract more of that. There's a physical law. It's called the law of attraction, which has gotten a lot of press over the last years with books and movies like The Secret and whatnot. And, you know, Hollywood gets it a little bit skewed once in a while. But the truth of the matter is energy flows along lines of attraction.
Yep,
that's proven.
That's definitely it. Well, Dr. John McGrill, we're going to have you back on Aging Info Radio to really talk about the synthesis effect. John's website will be posted at aginginforadio.com. And thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too, and a blessed one to you and yours.
All right, and we have Thank You Thursday coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio with Hillis Pugh. We'll be right back.
I remember my grandmother from when I was a little girl. She had these big knots on the back of her legs. I'd never seen anything like it. They were varicose veins, of course.
Now a grandmother herself, Janet, got them too. But she found a solution at Midwest Vein Center. Her varicose veins, gone.
The best part? Knowing my grandson will never have to worry about what's wrong with my legs.
What's holding you back? Visit MidwestVein.com.
Nothing makes you happier than a clothing accessory that makes you look and feel great. Dinerwear has created the elegant cravat, a stylish dining scarf that's so fashionable, nobody knows its original purpose is to protect your clothing from food spills. It's stain-resistant, machine-washable, and available for $20 at dinerwear.com. Men and women across America are ordering their cravat today at dinerwear.com. You should, too. Visit dinerwear.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
We are talking about gratitude today and appreciation with Thanksgiving being right around the corner. And my next guest is Hillis Pugh. He is an author, inspirational writer, an entrepreneur, and has a book called Thank You Thursday. It's about sharing life's gratitude. Welcome, Hillis Pugh, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you for having me on today.
Now, gratitude. Gratitude is different for everybody. Now, why do you feel gratitude is so important, say, for you personally?
Well, gratitude for me personally is a way for me to pause in a moment and just give thanks, whether that moment is me waking up in the morning, me going throughout my day, whatever it is, just that personal time, that personal space for me to be in and just relax and just give thanks for that moment and whatever's happening in that moment.
Now, you find gratitude in every life situation or in most life situations, or take the time to?
Yes, indeed. Because that is when we are at our most vulnerable, is when we have those moments, and when we don't expect to have gratitude is when we pause to look for it and just express it then and right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure as a kid, you didn't say, hi, I'm Hillis Pugh, and I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to be a gratitude expert. So you probably didn't do that. So how has being grateful really and doing the work that you do, because you started Thank You Thursday, I believe you started it on a Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving 2008. And no, I actually wanted to grow up to be an aerodynamic engineer. But then, you know, as I grew up and was doing my math and doing my, you know, throughout high school, I really found I didn't like math so much. I loved writing a lot more, so I stuck with that.
So that's kind of what started it all. You started to follow your path saying, you know, this is what I'm drawn to. This is what I'm pulled, you know, to do. Or that is that how it all came about?
Well, not exactly, because when we are kids and we follow the role models that our parents give us and those who surround our parents, we look at them and we think, oh, I want to do what they're doing. And growing up, you know, I've always had, you know, strong foundations. Like, well, you know, when you grow up, you're going to get a job, you're going to get married, you're going to have X, Y, and Z. And my ideal life when I was 20, it's like when I was in high school, it's like by the time I'm going to be married, have a, you know, good paying job, have kids, you know, this whole fantasy in my head that I made up. And it wasn't until I got actually out of high school and I realized, like, this isn't the life that I've planned. This isn't the life that I actually thought I would be living. And, you know, I was working, you know, like everyone else, a regular 9-to-5 job, and this was the life that I kind of made for myself, but I wasn't quite happy with it. So I had to look outside of the norm and look outside of what I was shown and what I was taught as a kid. It's like, okay, this is what I have to do to find something else that makes me happy. And in that moment, I realized how much I loved writing when I was in high school, because I actually started out writing science fiction, and it just kind of grew into more creative writing, such as poetry, and sharing my thoughts and my visions with everyone else and letting them know that they are not alone in the world going through these situations and these problems, because I know that, you know, when we are in this place, we tend to feel low in self-esteem and all alone, but we're not. We're in this together. And that's part of the message that I want to bring, is to let everyone know that we are experiencing this life here on Earth together.
Mm-hmm. And so that inspired you to write Thank You Thursday.
Indeed, that was definitely one of the factors. But what inspired me more so was the situation that I was going through the previous year in 2007, you know, having my own business and having a part-time job to supplement my income, wonderful relationship. Everything was lining up the way that it was supposed to. And then out of nowhere, it's like, okay, the recession hit, the rug was pulled out from under me, my part-time job became my full-time job, and everything was just falling apart. It's like, what do I do now?
The wrecking crew, that's what I call it. The wrecking crew came into your life, right?
Exactly. They came into my life and said, okay, we're going to shake things up and see how you react to it and see how you bounce back from it. And I can definitely say that through everything that I experienced in 2007 with the assistance of friends and family, their love and support, definitely became more resilient and definitely became more thankful and appreciate them for being my support and being my foundation. I rebuilt what I had, and it was just amazing.
So you've been doing that, well, you said, what's that, 7 years. So you, what would you say to somebody that, say, is having trouble or problems? What's the best thing that you can give us as far as some wisdom here?
Well, definitely one thing I would say is whatever emotion that you're feeling, that your listeners are feeling, is to express it, because that's number one. We have to express what it is that we feel, and I have it pent up, because if we pent it up, it's going to cure us, it's going to irritate us, it's going to cause a lot of anxiety through that. And through the expression of our emotions, we can really see clearly what it is that we want in life. And even though what may appear to be troublesome times may be, in fact, a time of rebuilding, a time of restructuring your life and taking a closer look at what it is that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time, definitely want to express even more gratitude because it's the contrast
mm-hmm.
that we have to give thanks to, because the contrast of what we do want shows us that it is what it truly is, just that it's the contrast of what we don't want. And when we allow that to come into our focus, when that comes into our view, then what we do want shows up even more.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, Thank You Thursday, what are some of the topics in it?
Well, one of my favorite topics is persistence of inspiration. And what that deals with, it talks about the nagging voice that we tend to not listen to mm-hmm. or tend to forget that's there.
mm-hmm.
And what it expresses is allowing yourself to listen to that voice, to that nagging sensation that you get often, to allow it you to work on whatever it is that you need to work on, whether if it's, you know, rebuilding your life, rebuilding your career, or just saying, okay, I have to go to the bathroom, whatever it is, whether if it's big or small, that persistent voice is going to guide you to what you desire the most.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also, Hillis Pugh, you also do an abundance mantra.
Yes.
And that's got to be in the area of gratitude and appreciation, I would think.
Yes. Any mantra that we create for ourselves, whether if it's personal, and actually all mantras are personal, and when we create that mantra, it's for whatever it is that we are experiencing in that moment to help guide us and pull us through that. And I suggest that everyone has their own personal mantra to help deliver them through any situation to come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm. I think gratitude and appreciation, gratitude for me is more like an inward feeling of kindness that I've received. So it's, I think the appreciation may follow gratitude, but I mean, gratitude is where you just kind of sit back and experience what you are thankful for.
That is true, but I would definitely add to that with, because gratitude and appreciation are two different levels of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is like the base, and it's the starting point to where you express emotion. Because if you don't express emotion for what you're grateful for, then there's no true gratitude in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
when
see.
You come out on the other side of it, gratitude, because gratitude is also kind of more like a default. Saying, well, you know, I'm thankful because I have X, Y, and Z. Or I'm thankful because, you know, this happened to me today.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at appreciation, and even when you say the word appreciation, it's a different energy that is emoted through the words that you say. It's like, I appreciate you so much for doing this for me, or I appreciate this moment because it means so much. And it brings a lot more into the moment.
It actually includes a lot of others, the appreciation.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Hillis Pugh. And you also are working on Feeling Good Friday, but we have run out of time here today with Hillis Pugh, and his website will be up at aginginforadio.com. Thank you, Hillis, and thank you for sharing life's gratitude.
And thank you so much, Pugh.
All right, and coming up next, we're going to hear from a New York Times bestselling author about the thankful heart right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
I got Mom home okay, and she did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, kindness is the universal language of love. Well, we are talking about gratitude today, appreciation, with Thanksgiving right around the corner. And my next guest is an author, him and his wife. They've actually written a recent book called The Thankful Heart. It's a New York Times he is a New York Times best-selling author, and I'm sure his wife, Linda, is too. Richard and Linda Iyer, welcome, Richard, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you, Sue, and thank you for having such a wonderful topic, gratitude. Is there anything better for November and Thanksgiving?
I think gratitude should be a 24/7, 12-month out of the year thing. I mean, really, to take time to feel the gratitude of what you have and be thankful for it will just expand you out and bring more of it. But
you know, it's funny. It's funny you'd say that because that's the message of the book. What we're trying to say is, look, this is not a one-day-a-year thing. This is a year-long thing, and we ought to use the holiday to sort of jumpstart us and get us thinking about gratitude. And then the book essentially offers exercises and ways to extend that wonderful, wonderful feeling of Thanksgiving throughout the rest of the year.
Well, it's definitely being delivered to the universe, the right timing for the thankful heart. And it says how to develop a healthy habit of gratitude no matter what your age.
Exactly. I mean, in fact, if anything, you get a little older, you have an advantage, Sue, because you have more gratitude to draw on. You see a broader perspective and a longer history, and your gratitude just should grow and grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the holiday. I mean, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, what is your view on, you know, what's happened to Thanksgiving or how it's shifted? And I try to do this in a more of an optimistic way because I do believe that everything progresses and you must embrace change as you go down your aging journey,
right,
or you're going to come up against it. But there has been changes, and one of the things that really bother me is the shopping, that the stores are open, and there's kids that can't be at their family dinners because they're working retail. But have you seen happen in the?
Yeah, well, you know, it drives us crazy, but we are optimistic about it. I mean, can you imagine? We don't call it Thanksgiving; we call it Black Thursday now, as the opening day of shopping, and that drives me crazy. But you know, on the optimistic side, almost everyone we talk to, when we say that, you know, aren't you a little annoyed that the jack-o'-lanterns and the witches come down on the very same day that Santa Clauses and the snowmen go up? And universally, people say, yes, I don't think we should forget Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. It's the best family gathering holiday. So I think one way to look at this book, Sue, is it's kind of a crusade to restore Thanksgiving to its rightful place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, years ago, there was nothing open. On Thanksgiving, you were with family. There was no movie theaters open. There was no retail outlets open. I mean, it was really a day where you spent eating a lot of turkey and maybe resting or sleeping after the tryptophan, you know, in the chemical in the turkey that makes you sleepy. But we never had, you know, stores opening or being open all day. It just
That's
wasn't
right.
there.
You know, you and I are on the same wavelength because we actually opened the book by saying that in the good old days, our personal Thanksgiving tradition was to eat way too much and then watch football all day long. And then we talk about how that evolved for our family. One day we were, one memorable Thanksgiving day, Sue, we were waiting for the turkey to cook, and someone had a long roll of paper, and they said, let's just write a list of the things we're thankful for. And the whole family got involved. And we still got that list today, 20 years later. It had 500 things that people thought of just waiting for the turkey that we listed and numbered on that list. And then we draped it like crepe paper above the Thanksgiving table, and it changed the whole tone of the holiday. It made everyone aware of all the blessings that we were enjoying that day. And it's a tradition we've continued until this day, and we just love it. We love the focused, sort of disciplined, deliberate thinking about gratitude and blessings.
Well, it also has you reflect on, you know, the year, what's happened, you know, what you do appreciate about, you know, one another. What a great tradition to bring in. And I'm here with Richard Eyer, and his book is The Thankful Heart. And we have so much more to cover about his book, and we're talking about the holiday, and we're going to discuss what it means to be thankful and ways to really show gratitude. Right, Richard?
Absolutely.
And your book, The Thankful Heart for 40 Years, is available on Amazon, or you've actually been working on it for 40 years, right?
Well, the reason we have is many years ago, Sue,
we're going to hold that thought, Richard. We're going to take a break here and hear from some of our sponsors all right here on Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here. We have so much more to cover in the area of gratitude and appreciation for our Thanksgiving holiday.
Midwest Vein Center is sharing testimonials from real patients.
The Midwest Vein Center has been amazing for me.
The good things you've heard about Midwest Vein Center are true.
Midwest Vein Center will change your life. From insurance to explaining how the procedure is done, they pretty much held my hand through the whole process.
The best time to treat problem veins is now, and Midwest Vein Center's 5 convenient Chicagoland locations make it easier than ever. Midwest Vein Center, 888-400-VEIN or MidwestVein.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
What do you do? Many families face a common problem: caring for loved ones, sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away, or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000 or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with New York Times number one best-selling author, Richard Iyer. And Richard, I mean, Thanksgiving, we're talking about gratitude and appreciation. And you have a tradition that you tapped on right before we took a break. And you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, you know, it was just simply, it started out just making a list of everything we were grateful for. And what we found is that everyone wanted to get into the act and add to the list. And it grew and grew and grew. And now it's evolved where we have more older kids in the family. It's evolved into a thankful game. And I love how this game works. What you do is everyone writes 10 blessings or 10 things they're very grateful for that they think are unique, that could apply to everyone, but they're the one that thought of them. And then the way you score the game is anyone else in the game who has one of the same things, you cross it off. You can only keep for your score the things you thought of that no one else did. And that forces it even to another level of trying to think, let's get beyond the obvious. Let's think of some subtle blessings and gifts and things we're grateful for that don't come instantly to mind, so you push it even to another level.
Mm-hmm. What a great game. Now, you do another tradition on Thanksgiving that you told me about.
Well, we actually send out a card, and our greeting card in our family for 40 years, and this is why we say the book has been in process for 40 years, we send a Thanksgiving card instead of a Christmas card. And it just seems to us more meaningful. I mean, I love Christmas, but it's so commercial, and there's so much to do, and getting cards out is such a task, and there's so many cards coming in. And we love the peaceful sort of early reflection, and after all, the reason you're sending cards to people is to say you're grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
So a Thanksgiving card for us works really well, and the publisher, kind of almost as an afterthought, said, you know, let's include kind of an appendix in this book, and let's actually reprint all of your Thanksgiving cards for the last 40 years. So when you get to the end of the book, you'll see a sort of a 40-year evolution of our family celebrating the idea of Thanksgiving.
And then you said you get back in return more Christmas cards because you've sent out the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was an unexpected bonus. Everyone got our Thanksgiving card, and then they sort of had to send us a Christmas card, whether they liked it or not.
Well, Richard, you wrote this book, The Thankful Heart, with your wife, Linda. And that must have been fun, and you said it was 40 years in the making.
Yeah, well, we just put on all those cards. And, you know, Sue, we really, the bottom line, there's sort of two bottom lines. One is we think that a lot of people will say, well, Thanksgiving is a pathway to happiness and so on. We go even further. We say Thanksgiving and gratitude is happiness in its most obtainable form. And also, we try to say that Thanksgiving ought to be a verb. We use it as a noun. We say, well, it's Thanksgiving Day. But we ought to say to ourselves, you know, it's really, you put a hyphen in it, Thanksgiving. It becomes a verb. It becomes something you do actively every single chance you get.
And it sounds like you and your family are doing that just with the gratitude game and the appreciation. And of course, I'm sure this year will be very interesting with your book just being released.
Well, that's right. And we actually, Part of the book, the goal of the book, you know, it sounds like a funny thing, but we always do our writing with a goal in mind. And the goal of this book is actually to try to help people find little meaningful ways to extend their gratitude for the whole year. So every month, you know, it says in December, think about the gratitude you have for relationships. And then it has a little exercise on that. And then in January, think about the gratitude you can feel with your five senses.
Mm-hmm.
And then we encourage people to keep a little journal, a little gratitude journal for the full year, where they follow these exercises and sort of hone their skills. One way to think about Thanksgiving, Sue, is it's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aptitude that people develop. It's like a habit. It's like a really good habit. And once people have developed it, they're probably going to keep that habit the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say if you practice anything for 90 days, it does become a lifetime habit.
Right.
I'm sure that helps, too. Now, you have 26 grandchildren.
Boy, now there's 26 things to be thankful for right there.
Yeah, that's from your nine children, you said. But, I mean, having a family that size and teaching them, I mean, this is definitely a grapevine effect that you're working on.
Well, that's right. But, again, it's not about the number of kids or grandkids. It's about the blessing. Whether you have one or whether you have 50, those grandkids and those family members are going to be at the top of your list. And some people will say to us, well, I don't have a family. How does that apply to me? Listen, everyone has a family,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just your mother or your father, or it could even be your very best friend. But you begin the gratitude process by thinking of the people that matter most to you.
Mm-hmm. That's how it all starts. And this is laid out in your book called The Thankful Heart. Correct?
Absolutely, and it's available anywhere you walk in a bookstore. But I will say, interestingly, for Thanksgiving, it's on sale right now on Amazon, so that may be the best place to get it.
So that it's really to teach you to develop the healthy habits of gratitude, which is a very healthy habit.
You know what we call it? This will sound funny, but maybe it's a good way to end, Sue. We call it the most poetic self-help book ever written. You think of self-help, it's all about positive attitude and so on. We think the best self-help is to develop an attitude of gratitude.
Yep, an attitude of gratitude. I concur, absolutely. I mean, the power of gratitude and how it's linked to happiness is so true. And once again, I'm here with Richard Heyer, and he'll be giving us his words of wisdom coming up next on Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Nothing makes you happier than a clothing accessory that makes you look and feel great. Dinerwear has created the Elegant Cravat, a stylish dining scarf that's so fashionable, nobody knows its original purpose is to protect your clothing from food spills. It's stain-resistant, machine-washable, and available for $20 at dinerwear.com. Men and women across America are ordering their cravat today at dinerwear.com. You should, too. Visit dinerwear.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, with Thanksgiving just days away, we're talking about gratitude. And my guest is Richard Heyer, and his book is The Thankful Heart. And Richard, give us your words of gratitude today. What would you
say?
Well,
thanks for a chance, Sue, to just kind of summarize a little bit. I think the main point of the book is that gratitude and thanksgiving should be thought of as verbs and not nouns. They are really skills that you can practice. You know, all of us want to be happier. We all want to have more joy in our lives. But it seems that happiness and joy are a little too ethereal, a little too hard to define, a little hard to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But gratitude and thanksgiving is a skill. It's an aptitude. It's something you really can do deliberately. You can keep a little gratitude journal. You can write down the things you're grateful for. You can count your blessings instead of sheep as you fall asleep at night. And the more you pay attention and have the conscious goal of being grateful and expressing the gratitude, don't forget, it's not enough to think it. You've got to say it. And just saying thank you to your friends, to your family, to God, that's the thing that develops this wonderful happiness-producing skill of gratitude and thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Richard, for being my guest today and all that you have to contribute, especially with your book, The Thankful Heart. I will be in touch with you.
All right. Thanks for the pleasure of being on.
All right. And let's see. We're going to start out with my paws. Pooch this week is Aruba, a male. Yes, a 1.5-year-old Bichon mix. What a cute dog. And you can get in touch with Aruba at Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, he's waiting with his tail wagging and paws crossed for you to come and get him and have gratitude, then, that you have a dog. Yes, Daisy May, I'm grateful you're in my life. And once again, Paws Chicago is at 773-935-PAWS. And I'm sure Aruba will be thrilled that you're taking him home. And let's see, land trusts are the simple and affordable way to avoid probate. The land trust solution, choose who inherits your home with one simple form, and then your home will then pass outside of probate. And this saves families thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110. Or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And Midwest Vein Center offers the latest in technology with vein care from expert physicians with over 25 years experience. Visit MidwestVein.com to view patient stories and testimonials. And that is MidwestVein.com. And, you know, a big thank you to all my guests today. They all will be posted at AgingInfoRadio.com. And, you know, a big thank you and a lot of gratitude to all my listeners out there and all of you that do respond to me about Aging Info Radio. I am more than grateful, and I wish all of you a happy, a healthy, a joyful Thanksgiving, and definitely appreciate all of life's gratitudes that come your way. And do keep us in mind next week. We are on again next Sunday morning. I'm Susa Wacky, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday. as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Sue, I noticed when you paid for that dress, you gave them two cards, your credit card and a blue card. Why the blue card?
Oh, the blue card.